Now, sticking with ancient fossilised relics of the past, scientists in Germany have announced this week that they've discovered the first documented deposits of amber, fossilised tree resin, in Antarctica. This means that the resin has now been found on every continent on the planet. And down south, it paints a picture of a formerly heavily forested Antarctic continent millions of years ago. Here's Johan Klagers at the Alfred Wegener Institute.
We found for the first time amber in Antarctica, so fossilized resin. So what trees exude when they try to seal injuries, for example. And that was really the first time in Antarctica. So far on all continents, amber was found and discovered, but not in Antarctica yet. So that was really exciting for us.
Where did you find it?
We found it in a marine sediment core, which is very unusual because normally you don't find these things in a marine sediment core. But at the time when the resin deposited, it was a terrestrial ecosystem, so on land. And therefore, it is a direct indication and direct evidence for us that a forest must have existed in the location where we drilled.
You don't think the amber could have got there via another route? I don't know, an animal took it or currents took it, something like that?
No, because we know exactly what this environment was about, because we published another paper in 2020 where we reconstructed a temperate rainforest in the same location, and sediments were completely undisturbed and pristinely preserved. We have a root system in there. We have pollen and spores from these plants back then. So we know that the sediments were pristinely preserved. And now we looked a little closer in a particular layer of that sediment core, and there we found this amber. So the first direct evidence for the presence of resin-producing trees in that particular location.
And critically, when does that date from then?
In between, let's say, 93 to 82 million years. And this is the time where the dinosaurs lived. We call that the mid-Cretaceous, which is about 90 million years ago.
Why was Antarctica so different then compared to how it is now?
Interestingly, the location of Antarctica was not so much different. So the location where we drilled today is on 73 degrees south, which is pretty far south. But back then it was on 82 degrees south, so only 900 kilometers away from the South Pole. But, and this is a big but, the continent of Antarctica was still connected to the other continents in the Southern Hemisphere, so South America, South Africa, and also Australia and New Zealand. So there were land connections in between those continents, and it was the final breakup of those continents from Antarctica, so the final days of the supercontinent, and we call that Gondwana, and that was about 90 million years ago.
Why, though, is it now so cold? And back then it was much warmer, despite being in the same geographical position, and warm enough to sustain a big rainforest?
That is a very good question, and we know exactly why that is. Because the continents were connected back then, also ocean currents and atmospheric currents, so winds, were able to reach the Antarctic continent and transport warm water and air masses towards the continent much further south than it can be done today. And if you go back further in time, so to a time window 34 million years before today, then we had a time where those continents, so South America, Africa, and Australia, were already very far away because of continental drift from Antarctica. And therefore, an ocean current could evolve in between Antarctica and the other currents. And we know that today as the circumpolar Antarctic current. And not only that, also at this time, 34 million years ago, the CO2 content globally in the atmosphere dropped significantly. And those two things together, and they are of course also connected, those things, they led to a significant cooling of the entire planet.
If Antarctica was connected to these other continents, to create not just those climate effects, but also to allow other things to get there. Does that mean there were animals down there as well then, in much greater profusion than just the very specialist species that we see today?
Yeah, definitely. So from the Antarctic Peninsula, for example, we have many evidence for the presence of, for example, dinosaurs. We also have evidence for insects and also frogs, for example, that a little bit later in the Eocene. But still, it must have been a very diverse environment down there. And just imagine, on 82 degrees south, we had a temperate rainforest environment that could survive in those conditions, even though we also back then, of course, had almost 4 months total darkness because of the polar night.
Absolutely fascinating. Johan Klagas there from the Alfred Wegener Institute. And those findings he was talking about have just been published in the journal Nature.